Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network. Appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, that guy's at it again. I definitely appreciate it. I want to talk about something tonight. And what I want to talk about tonight is a peace of mind. I want to talk about a peace of mind. People, a peace of mind is my best friend. A peace of mind is my sidekick. Peace of mind is my first true love affair. I will trade nothing for a peace of mind. I will trade nobody for a peace of mind. People, when we talk about a peace of mind, we're talking about being completely one, mentally and spiritually with yourself, being at one with yourself. You cannot buy it online. You can't order it out of a catalog. You can't go into Walmart and find it on a shelf. People, tonight on the Christopher Smith Show on a blog, I'm going to be talking about a peace of mind, and thank you for joining me. All right. Let me jump at it like this. People, the average person thinks and wish they were rich. The average person thinks and wish they were rich. That's what they think. You know, I wish I was rich. Tell you, you are rich when you have a peace of mind. I'm here to tell you that there is nothing that trumps a peace of mind, but it comes with warnings. The warnings are people in life wish they can control you. People in life wish that they can say something to get under your skin. People in life are going to try and offset your peace of mind. Depending on who you are, if you believe in yourself, how much you want to be by yourself, don't mind being by yourself, that is. How much you don't mind being by yourself. That will be an issue. If you have no problem with being by yourself, a peace of mind is not a problem. Now, when I find myself somebody, engage with somebody, I, too many times more than not, my peace of mind space is invaded. It seems to be hard to get people to understand. A peace of mind is like hitting the mental lottery. Honestly, a peace of mind is like hitting the mental Powerball. There's nothing that can compare to it. And when I meet people, and we seem to have, let's say, an issue going on or whatever, the peace of mind is not something that I am going to say, well, I'll let you take us, making me feel bad. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to allow anybody to have me feeling bad. So I'm going to just tell you guys a couple of stories. I hope you guys don't mind. I'm going to tell you guys a couple of stories. All right. I'm going to tell you guys a story about my family. Without getting in full detail, I'm going to tell you about my family. And what I'm going to tell you is this. I love my family. But Beth Midler made a song called From a Distance. My family seems to be the type of people that I can best love from a distance. I cannot try and will never ever again try and assume that time will heal their wounds. They have issues. I love them. That's the way it is. When I'm around my family, my peace of mind is at a compromise. That can't ever be. I am very analytical. What I've noticed, people that are reckless don't like analytics. They don't. People that are reckless, they are somewhat they somewhat kind of want you to understand the climate of the room. They want to try to get you to understand that what happened, the way they lived in their life, whatever, they want you to understand that that could happen to anyone. It is an understandable narrative. No, I wasn't reckless. Nope. I was just, and it could have happened to anyone. Nope. It would have. Nope. She was going to be this way. Nope. She told me that. No, he did. And then what happens when you try and talk to these individuals about how they lived, they get mad, and it helps you understand why they don't have a peace of mind. They don't have it. When you live a life where you had a high leisure rate, where you just, your life consisted of everybody party-hardying, and it was just, you know, hey, everybody do what you like, and all this narrative, then there's an expense on the back end of that. And normally the expense on the back end of that is a lot of mental energy spent on trying to recover. And when you're trying to spend a lot of mental energy trying to recover from this leisure, this high love for leisure life that you had, peace of mind, your peace of mind will be in exile. You won't have it. You could think you would, but you won't have it. You won't. You will not have it. I'm not a peace of mind expert. I'm not. I'm not a peace of mind expert, people. But I will tell you this. A peace of mind is my religion. It's my religion. I live this, and I love it. And I'm not going to let nobody tell me otherwise. So why don't you have a peace of mind? What's going on in your life? Something is hindering you from a peace of mind. And I will tell you this. I will tell you this. When you don't have a peace of mind, when your life consists of a bunch of unfortunates, people, I want to be clear on what I'm about to say. It's crazy. I'm going to be clear on what I'm about to say. People, a peace of mind, it's not hard. Not hard at all. It's not hard at all. People, I'm gonna give y'all some understanding as to my peace of mind. People, I don't bring mail into my house. I don't bring mail. I bring mail into my house. What I'm saying is I don't have it delivered here. I have my mail. It comes to my studio, and then I bring it here. I don't do that because it was something that I learned when I lived up north, when I was going through a lot of hard times. I got a lot of mad stuff coming to my house. I believe that your house where you live, just me now, I'm not saying do this. This is just my protocol. I am, and I believe that your home is your sanctuary. Part of your peace of mind packet will have and consist of low traffic at your house. Low traffic at your house. Don't have too much traffic at your house. Don't have your home as to where there's a lot of things going on in your home. Keep your activity at your house at a low minimum. You want to go and get crazy? Do it away from home. Don't go get crazy inside the house. Don't do that. If you can understand that perspective, if you can understand that narrative, you'll be better off. And the reason why you want to keep the activity from your house is because you don't need anything getting out of control at your house. And I'm going to tell you from this, from the perspective of this. Everybody on my block, every house is a multi-person house. I'm the only one that live on my block that's a single-person home. It is to be expected that I'm going to have parties at my house. There's going to be a bunch of, well, the guy that lives right there at 1313 Mockingbird Lane, we don't like that guy. So I take extra precaution into making sure that I don't have any activity at my house. It normally gets crazy when you do. Single man, what's the possibilities? The possibilities are what? You are somebody assuming that, you were going to do something, and now you got some nonsense going on at your house. So I didn't want that. Keep peace of mind at my house. Too much access to where you live. They are great ingredients for a peace of mind. They are. Don't put yourself in a position where you don't know what's going on. You know, I can't tell you how many people are in prison because they got involved in something and had no idea where that road was going to ultimately end up. They had no idea. One way to have a peace of mind is being fully aware of the outcome. Fully aware. I'm talking from your inception to the end. Great ingredient to a peace of mind. Another ingredient, a great ingredient to a peace of mind. Don't live beyond your means. Put yourself in a position whereas you're now struggling to pay your check me out payment. When you got your check me out payment, it's called the CMOP. I'm sorry. A CMOP, man. Where do I come up with this stuff? A I'm sorry. God dang it, man. All right, man. Listen, if I was filming this, I would cut and we would retake this thing. A CMOP. Your CMOP, your check me out payment. Your CMOP, your check me out payment will have you nowhere in the realm of a peace of mind. It won't. People, you can buy it in the store? No. You can get it online? No. People, it's the one thing in this world that's absolutely free, and no one has it. Think about that. Think about what I just said. You cannot buy it online. You cannot order it out of a catalog. A peace of mind is the one thing in the world that's absolutely free and no one has it. Why do I have a peace of mind? Well, I'm glad you asked. And I appreciate you once again for being here. The Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network. I do this thing weekdays at 8 p.m. I keep saying a.m. You got something you want to add? You want to add something to the conversation? 516-418-5736. I'm talking about a peace of mind tonight. And what I'm about to tell you is why I am so successful at having a peace of mind. People, there are two songs that explain me to a T. Two songs. See by Billy Joel, Inside and Out by the Bee Gees. Honesty by Billy Joel, Inside and Out by the Bee Gees. When Honesty by Billy Joel, Inside and Out by the Bee Gees are songs that describe you, that says a lot about your interaction with people. And I've learned something in my short 52 years of living, and what I learned in my 52 years of living is that people will see to it, especially family. People will see to it, troll your life's narrative. They will see to it. They will say to themselves, you can't possibly be this happy. You can't possibly be this happy. I got to change your happy. You must let me change your happy. If I can't change your happy, I'm going to make you miserable. I must be able to control. People, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something about a man. A man will surrender. Oh, he will. A man will surrender. He will surrender to a woman. It's inevitable. Every man is going to, every beast of a man, testosterone will always bow down to estrogen. It is our makeup. Silly person you silly person, people person. Testosterone will always bow down to estrogen. It is our soft spot. It is our candy. We are the kid. Estrogen is our candy. What I've learned in my short 52 years of living is that there are individuals that expect you to surrender this while y'all are just dating. this will be surrendered to the wife. So because of that, because wifeies are invested. That's what wives are. Wives are invested. So when individuals would want, they want control. They want to jump to obtain something that a man will surrender to his wife. His buttons control board. His wife will be able to press the buttons. His wife will say to him, no, you don't do that. You don't get any nookie. The woman that he's dating says that, and it's like, well, fine, get the hell on. You know, it's just not good. Because of that, and giving his control panel over to the woman that stood the test of time, wifey will get that. And anything less than that will ultimately end up in turbulence. Individuals will get mad at you. Trust me, I know. They'll get mad at you. They'll demand that you they'll demand that you surrender. They'll want your peace of mind. It's a simple mathematical equation. Give people access to your mind. I'm sorry. Give that one person access to your mind. That is your companion. They are not your companion. Guard the keys to your control panel of your mind as if your life depended on it. There's a term that's used. And that term is misery loves company, right? You heard that before. Misery loves company. Does a peaceful mind love company? Absolutely not. Not regular, not. Absolutely not. A peace of mind is cool by itself. It's cool by itself. I'm going to add this. People, you will never, ever have a peace of mind and get into a mental war with someone that also has a peace of mind. It won't happen. It won't happen. People that have a peace of mind, it's a club that individuals belong to, and you'll know when that person is in that club. You'll know. When I navigate myself through society and see people always looking for that beef, always looking for that problem, what you say, excuse you, and all these I'm tough innuendos and all that, I'm just like, I'm sure there's a bus you can walk in front of somewhere. Just go do it. I'm sure there's a bus somewhere that, you know, that the brakes is about to go, and can you find it and walk in front of it? Individuals that have a peace of mind Don't talk. Don't do a lot of talking. Conversation short. Things get hostile, and it ain't nothing but somebody not wanting to admit the situation. Conversation gets cut short. Peace of mind is something you protect, people. It's not something you gamble with. I bet you my peace of mind for some candy. I bet you my peace of mind for some sex. No, that is never a fair trade. It never will be. The unfortunate stuff, individuals that don't know otherwise, it's a lesson that they soon learn quick. People, I fought for 11 and a half years to be a father. I had no idea who I was. People, when you have to fight somebody, you're losing yourself. When you have to fight somebody, you have to not be yourself to explain the situation to them. They will continuously say they don't understand. This is now control. You no longer have control. People, I will say this today. I said it yesterday, and I'm going to say it again tomorrow. We comprehend on a second grade reading level. We do that on a second grade reading level. And you will find yourself engaging in somebody that don't understand you out of convenience. When this is done, the reason why it's done is because somebody is trying to control. That's what somebody is doing. They're trying to control you. Peace of mind at all costs. Don't feel as though. Please don't. Don't feel as though you'll lose somebody, because you're not losing somebody. You're gaining. It's never a loss when somebody is trying. It's never a loss when you're fighting somebody concerning a peace of mind. It's all gains. Don't ever think you're losing something. If you think you're losing a person because if you say something, then y'all will not be. Don't. You're doing a good job at telling that person go suck a brick and get out of your life. Remember this, y'all. A peace of mind cannot be brought in a store. It cannot be brought online. You will not get it for a Christmas gift. You will not get it for a birthday gift. You will not play the peace of mind lotto and guess all the numbers. You will not open up a Cracker Jack box and find it in a peace of mind. And a box of cereal and a kids' meal toy, nothing. People, a peace of mind is the one thing in this world that's free. So why don't you have it? Good night, y'all.